USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Like I did in my first and second COVID-19 vaccination shot, I'm about to get my booster shot and do it publicly.
The president speaking earlier on Monday at the White House as he did receive that third COVID booster shot from Pfizer. The Food and Drug Administration approved the booster for individuals 65 years old and up and adults with pre-existing conditions and workers in high-risk areas like health care and teachers. Police continuing to scale back the search for Brian Laundrie in a southwest Florida nature preserve. Northport police telling media outlets the FBI is taking the lead in the hunt for Gabby Petito's fiancé, adding the search will be targeted based on intelligence. Laundrie, a person of interest in Petito's death. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts about your insurance. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
With the potential partial government shutdown just a few days away, the Senate will vote today on a temporary funding measure. This move would suspend the debt ceiling through December of 2022. Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville tells Fox Business the administration is careless with money.
They think it's play money. It's not play money. It's American taxpayers' money. This first year in their administration, they're just running happy and think everything's going to be fine. They're going to own this, but really the American taxpayers are going to own it.
Former President Donald Trump told the Christian Broadcasting Network that Roman Catholics are very angry with President Biden for his support of the pro-abortion bill that passed in the House on Friday. Trump saying, quote, if you look at his policies and if you look at what he's doing to religion and organized religion, if you look at what's going on, I don't know how the Catholic Church can be supportive of him, close quote. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
New York State healthcare workers who are unvaccinated are looking at possible termination from their jobs as the deadline to get vaccinated is today. John Maitland, who works as a CT technician in New York, is unvaccinated himself. He criticizes the potential layoffs coming.
It's a terrible situation, and it's supposed to be, you know, happening in the name of health, and it's just not going to raise health at all in our state, and it's going to be a very big problem for people as, you know, we're heading into this time of year where everyone tends to get sick.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, 84% of hospital workers in New York State are fully vaccinated. Michael Jordan's son is arrested for assault. From the USA Radio News Cape Cod Bureau, Chris Barnes has the details.
Police in Scottsdale, Arizona say Michael Jordan's son was arrested over the weekend on aggravated assault charges. The 32-year-old Jeffrey Jordan reportedly slipped and hit his head at a restaurant, Casa Amigos, on Friday night. TMZ reports he then became combative with security. He was apparently confused and disoriented after the fall. Jordan was then taken to a hospital because of the head injury, where he's then been accused of assaulting hospital staffers. Later arrested, but then later released from the Scottsdale City Jail. He's not officially been charged, but he has been booked on one count of aggravated assault.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.